This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend more time on rides and less time in line enjoying Walt Disney World. And be sure to use discount code NERDS2016 for 20% off. That's TouringPlans.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 126 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to another show. This is Ed, and with us tonight, we've got Jimmy and Charlotte. Hey guys, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you tonight?
Doing good. Doing good. Jimmy, how are you?
I am better than well. How are you?
Excellent. That could be a lot worse than that, I guess.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm doing well. Yeah. For tonight's show, we're going to talk to Charlotte, who just got back from Walt Disney World. Now, when Charlotte was down there, she went for the big extravaganza Sweet 16 party for her daughter. So we're going to touch on some of the things we think are pretty cool to do for a birthday when you're in the park. And we're also going to touch base on something that happened down there with Charlotte as far as the hotel went. And I think it's kind of a story worth listening to, and it has kind of like a little moral to it as we go along. So anyway, well, Charlotte, welcome back.
Thanks so much. I'm happy to be here, as always.
Very cool. Now, this trip you went down for, how many days was it?
It was only 2 days. It was a very quick turnaround surprise trip. With me being right outside Atlanta, it's not hard for us to go down like that. And my daughter turned 16 this past Sunday. So as a surprise, we scheduled a family trip down to Jacksonville, Florida, where my father and mother-in-law live on the water. And she thought we were going to go spend the weekend fishing and boating on her birthday, and which she was not that happy about. Now, my husband's birthday is 2 days before hers, so she really thought this was a combo fishing boating thing for her and her dad and her grandfather. So Friday and Saturday, we spent that fishing and everything, and then Saturday night, over family dinner and birthday cake, we gave her a special pair of Mickey ears that I had made custom from Etsy, and told her that she had to get up super early the next morning because she was actually going to spend her 16th birthday in the Magic Kingdom and wherever else we found ourselves. And she was thrilled. Her grandmother gave her a nice gold Mickey Mouse watch. It was very pretty. It was a very big surprise. She was shocked. So.
Oh, I love when you get to shock them like that. That's awesome.
Yes, because I never get to pull that off. Sure. I'm not a good secret keeper. I'm always very excited when we're planning a big trip to Walt Disney World. And she and her sister, they've always been very involved in what we were going to do, you know, where they wanted to eat. And everybody was allowed to put their own requests in. So I never am able to pull off this kind of surprise. So I was tickled. I was tickled to death that I was able to pull this off.
Excellent, excellent. So where'd you guys stay?
We stayed at Pop Century.
Okay.
Pop Century is a great value hotel. It is probably my favorite for the values for a one- or two-night stay. I might sound a little snobbish, but I really do prefer moderates. Moderates are my favorite. I like being able to park close. I like the feel of a moderate. Now, I do like deluxes, but honestly, you have to walk so far across a parking lot and through the building to get to your room in a deluxe. For the convenience sake, I do like the moderate for the fact that I park so close to my room usually.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah. So it was very nice. Pop Century was very crowded. It was at 100% capacity.
Oh, wow. So was it straight crowds or was it kid crowds or is it just like our early spring break?
It was college spring break, and there were a lot of high schools there, too. But mostly it was college spring break. Lots and lots of buses of full of matching T-shirt people.
Oh.
Lots of
wow.
them. Yes. I was standing at the desk at the pop on Monday for a little bit of time, and I turned around because one of the cast members looked up from her spot at the desk, and her eyes kind of got big, and I turned around to see what she was looking at, and the whole lobby of Pop Century had filled up with yellow-shirted band members from a school, and I was just amazed at how many, and they were just still streaming in the door. It was just, I'm like, oh my goodness.
Wow. Oh, you're hurting me now for next week. It's going to kill me.
And for me the week after.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I want to talk all about all the birthday surprises you had for your daughter, but first, let's touch base on kind of something that happened at the hotel, and I think it's a great story, and we're not really trying to diss anybody here. I think it's just something worth listening to and hearing what happened.
Yep.
Well, absolutely. So, Sunday, on her birthday, we got to the park super early. I had a surprise pre-breakfast. Our pre-park opening breakfast for us, and we just really hit it hard all day long, and we got checked into our room in the morning. They were able to give us a room pretty quickly, and so we freshened up, and then we park hopped, so we didn't really do a lot in our room, and we were gone for the rest of the day until we closed out the Magic Kingdom and made our way back to Pop Century. When we got back, my daughter went to take a shower, and the drain broke. And the drain broke and overflooded everything. We couldn't get it to pull out. Now, we did turn the water off, but there was some water issues in the bathroom. I called maintenance multiple times. I called the front desk multiple times. And this kind of went on for like 4 hours. And they,
oh, wow.
And they could not get... They couldn't get anybody up to fix it. They couldn't move us because the place was at capacity, and I was kind of getting the runaround by the maintenance crew and the front desk people at the night shift because by this time it was almost 3 a.m. She was still awake. She was, you know, whiny and complaining that she was ready to go to bed. I had different people coming in and out of the room trying to get the drain to fix and drain the water. The TV was also broke, so I couldn't even watch TV during this time while they were fixing it. So it was a hassle. It was a problem. I did not want to go to bed with Splash Mountain all over me still. I really just wanted a shower and to go to bed. And because they had maintenance coming in and out, that was impossible.
Right, right.
Now, I was booked by my friend who is a travel agent. So she had texted me. She's a few hours behind. So she had texted to see how everything was, and I relayed the information that was going on. So she also called to make sure that I was being taken care of, which is another reason that having a great travel agent is so important, because these are the kind of things that they take care of for you for free. Disney's paying them, so you're not paying them to do this, but she stayed on the phone with them, and I really think that's probably why maintenance ended up finally up there with the tools to fix our drain at 3:30 a.m, because I was getting the runaround. She did not get the runaround. The next morning when I woke up, I knew that our day was shot because we needed to be at the park very early to fit in everything that we needed, because that was our day that we were going to check out and come on home. This was a short trip, and there was no way I was getting Katie up. She was not going to get up. You know, 16-year-olds need way more sleep than 4 hours of sleep. So, when I went to the front desk, I talked to a cast member who helped me, but she advised for me to go ahead and speak to a manager, and I did. And they made it right for me. They made it, you know, they really made me feel good after I left. But I do have to say that I was very nice about it. I'm not a complaining person. I was very kind and patient with them, and they were very kind and patient with me. not two spots down on the front desk, there was someone that was standing up there showing, you know, showing their rear about not having a room ready yet. And, you know, check-in time's not really till 3 p.m. So if your room's not ready at 8 in the morning, you shouldn't be yelling at the cast members already. And
right.
And I don't know if because I was being gracious while the person, you know, two spots down from me was not, is the reason why my cast members and management staff really made it good for me. But I do say you catch more flies with honey than you do vinegar, and you should, you know, things happen, but you have to be able to just go with it and not be ugly about it. Disney will make it right if they can.
So many people live by the opposite, that the squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Mm-hmm.
And as a manager, I completely disagree with that. Let me tell you, if I have a customer that complains to one of my employees, don't get me wrong, somebody that makes a lot of noise, I'm going to do what I can to resolve the situation and get them out, basically. But somebody that I can really just – that explains the situation and does it in a nice way that I can empathize with, I'm not just going to get them – do whatever to get them out of my face. I'm going to do what I can to make it right.
Exactly. And that's how I felt when I left there. I am an annual pass holder. They were able to pull up that I do come. They see, you know, I do come to Disney World a lot. They get a lot of my money. And and so I know that they want to keep me happy. They knew that we were there for a special reason, and they did. They did keep me very happy. And when I left that desk, I felt that I had been heard. I was satisfied with what I with how they fixed it for me, and I don't have any problems. Things do happen. Things always happen, but I'm not going to get, you know, I'm not going to let it ruin anything.
Absolutely. The other thought is, and it's just from a manager's point of view, you feel like the person that's in there just yelling and screaming, it doesn't really matter what you do. You may resolve their situation, but they're still not going to be happy.
Right.
Where the person that comes to you is like, this is what's going on. Look, I can you help me? You feel like, you know what? You can take that situation and turn it from a poor situation to a positive one.
Oh, sure.
So you can affect their experience. The person yelling and screaming, I tell my people all the time, those are the same people. If they weren't yelling and screaming about what they're yelling and screaming about, they'd be yelling and screaming about something else.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
because it's just built. You know, that's just the way they are. They're just not
sure.
Yeah, they're just not.
And we
can
do a
people,
whole show
yeah.
because it's just there are two types of people that go to the parks. They're the ones that get it, and they're the ones that are there because they have to be there, and they just don't get it.
Yeah.
And you know, you kind of steer around, and you kind of deal with it. You get a laugh every so often of seeing somebody freak out like that, and you show a little pity for the cast members.
Absolutely.
And you know, I've even gone to the point where I've seen it and. I was the next person in line or the next person that cast member encountered. And I've even apologized for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
I'd be like, you know what?
Dude,
yeah, you know what? They were just completely not right. I'm sorry you had to deal with that because, you know what?
Right.
We're not all like that. Look, I appreciate what you're doing. So
sure. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You try to make it feel a little bit better. So that's what I meant by the moral of the story as far as, you know, things happen. You try to be nice because nicer things are going to happen back. Okay, well, Charlotte, tell us some of the things you did for your daughter's birthday.
Well, we had Be Our Guest breakfast before the park opened, which was extremely exciting for her because we walked into the park, you know, no one around, all the
awesome.
Neat little Main Street vehicles going up and down. It was really great. She loved taking pictures out on Main Street in front of the castle, holding the balloons already because there was a balloon person out already, and that was really neat for her, and her smile was just so real and genuine, and it really stuck to her face all day long.
I'm assuming that the balloon person is out there intentionally for the people who want the photo out before anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I think so too. Because
yeah, that they get them out there, at least one of them out there extra early for the people that are doing like the Keys of the Kingdom or one of the tours or that have that early reservation.
Right. And the Keys to the Kingdom tour was something that I had thought that we would do. But I am one of those kind of dig for information moms. So I give a little bit of, we have a discussion and I fish for information. So we were talking about short trips to Disney and what would we like to do kind of things. And this was several weeks ago. And I said, I've always wanted to do a tour. And she said, I would love to do that Keys to the Kingdom tour. But I don't want to do that on a short trip because then that would limit my time. So that
good
was
point, actually.
Clue right there that we are not doing the Keys to the Kingdom tour because she would be locked into something for 6 hours. And would not work for us. Yeah.
So we're going down next week. And I'm seriously considering doing the Marceline to Magic Kingdom tour.
Nice.
Which seems to be like a 3-hour tour, and it's a little bit cheaper, and it's not as extensive, but as the Keys of the Kingdom, it seems like from reading it's almost a Keys of the Kingdom light tour.
That sounds good.
Cool.
Yeah. So, talking about just listening to your whole conversation so far, first of all, happy birthday, Katie.
Yay, Katie.
Yeah, definitely.
Belated. Yeah, exactly. And second, Charlotte, God bless you.
Thank you.
I have a 16-year-old, and
so do I.
And I'm about to not be able to afford Disney anymore because I got ring, senior ring, class ring, and now it's a junior prom dress. Senior trip, they're going to New York, so it's just out the box. It's completely ridiculous. So the other thing I would say is, you know, if you're going to do a trip like that and you're going to go for a birthday or any type of celebration like that, the first thing I would do is let your travel agent know, or you know, I'm putting my travel agent hat on, so let me know so I can let Disney know, because you never know what type of special. And if you're not one to book with a travel agent, first of all, I recommend you do. Second of all, if you still don't, let Disney know. Let Disney know. And they're very good about asking about if anybody's celebrating anything while you're there. So, because they'll do extra special stuff if they know.
They sure will.
Also, now nobody mentioned it yet, but you got to grab the buttons, the birthday buttons, which can be found at the guest services of each of the parks or at the hotel.
Sometimes even cast members will have them at the registers in some of the bigger stores, like Mouse Gears or something like that.
I was going to say last year when we went for me and Kim's 15th anniversary, and we had put it on the reservation that we were celebrating our anniversary. And when we checked into Caribbean Beach, she asked, how long you have been married? And we said 15. She had the button right there, and she wrote on it 15 years, put a piece of tape over it to make sure it wouldn't wipe off. And she gave us like 5 of them, one for me and Kim and one for all of the kids that saying we were celebrating. So when you put it on the reservation, sometimes you might not even have to go ask for it. Sometimes the cast member, when you check in, will already see it and be waiting to give it to you.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Very cool. All right, so we had our early morning breakfast at Be Our Guest, and we were done before the park opened. So as soon as we come out,
So you were done breakfast before the park opened?
Yes, because
that's awesome.
The pre-order for our breakfast.
Nice.
So, and you can do that up to 15 minutes before your reservation time. So when we were actually on the ferry boat heading into the Magic Kingdom, I jumped on and pre-ordered what we wanted. I waited till then because we're not big breakfast people, and we really didn't know what we were going to want. And because we were not on the dining plan, we actually ordered 2 kids' meals, and it worked out perfect because it was still a lot of food for us.
Sure. Right.
With the pastry tray and everything like that.
And
so,
to be honest with you, I don't know that the as much as I like Be Our Guest, I don't think because the regular breakfast, the adult breakfast is like, what, $25 a person, $19.99 per person?
It's a little expensive.
It's a lot for a breakfast. for a breakfast that you can pretty much get anywhere. So it's a little expensive.
Right. It's not a buffet. It's not a character meal. It's expensive. So yeah. The main reason I wanted us to be there is because of the pre-park opening. I really didn't want to do a big buffet and waste time or fill us up with so much food that we couldn't do our run around.
So I don't want to take you too far off track, but to be honest with you, I've seen this come up, I think in the group not too long ago. So what is the process when you get to the Magic Kingdom, when you get off the ferry and you're walking up, that you have a reservation? Where do you go?
You go through bag check, and then when you get up to the turnstiles, you enter like normal, but then you go all the way to the left-hand side, and there is a cast member, and it's roped off so you can go through the tunnel right there, but the cast member will check your name on a list.
So there are already cast members at the check-in points? I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh, sure. Now, they do that at Epcot for the early morning breakfast for the buffet they have in Norway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Hollywood Studios for their breakfast buffet. So, yeah, you can get into any of the parks for the opening of the restaurant, which is, I think, 7 o'clock maybe.
I just didn't know if there was, like, one specific, place you had to enter the park once you go through bag check.
You do.
Well, yeah. Well, there is. You have to, now, I remember we went to the right side, so I think that just changes up. But one of the sides, Magic Kingdom, is always open.
And I guess I'll point you in the right direction.
Sure. Yeah. Epcot's usually to the left side. All the way to the left is where you went in to get in early. Hollywood Studios, I'm not sure I remember where that side is. But that turnstile isn't that big anyway.
Right.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so any of the parks they
good,
they,
good information. That's all. I've never experienced that. I've never been before the park opens, so I think that's good information.
Yeah, and very easy. They just check your name on the list, and in you go. So when we got done with our breakfast, I had made sure that we had fast passes, but I had scheduled our fast passes for the evening for when we hopped back, because I knew that we were going to hop to Epcot and do some Flower and Garden in the mid part of the day. So our fast passes that I had booked for Space Mountain and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Big Thunder Mountain were all later in the evening. So I had used touring plans. I had put the fast passes I had in. I had put in our breaks, our park hopping, and it optimized a great plan for me. And we got every single thing done and then some. We hit the lines exactly the right way. Katie is not a huge character meet and greet person, so she didn't want to waste time doing that. She wanted to ride, and so we rode, and we rode everything.
Nice.
When a lot of cast members, it seems like when they give you your happy birthday, princess, or tell you happy birthday, a lot of them will ask you, well, is it your real birthday? Because a lot of people do go in and they're celebrating their birthday at a different time of the year.
Birthday month. Or,
exactly.
Yeah.
Or, they only are able to go one time a year, and everybody celebrates their birthday in that trip. So a lot of cast members would ask Katie, when's your real birthday? And she'd say, today. And
nice.
It just seemed like because it was actually that day, we got a lot of extra magic. She was given treats at Gaston's. She was given cupcakes. She was given cookies. We had an extremely magical moment with our bus driver and the transportation guys at Epcot. When we checked into Pop and freshened up, I decided I didn't want to drive anymore, so we rode the bus to Epcot, and then we were going to monorail over to Magic Kingdom. So we got on the bus. The bus driver told her happy birthday, and we sat down and we got on the way. And when we got to Epcot, the bus driver told her to stay in her seat, and he wanted her to exit the front and all the other passengers to exit the rear. And so he announced to all of them that it was her birthday. She was sweet 16 today. And so they all left the bus singing happy birthday to her. And so when we got up to go out the front door, there was a red carpet waiting for her. There were a couple of other transportation guys waiting. They had balloons for her. They took pictures. They changed the bus sign to say Magical Moment. They had this little trinket box full of costume jewelry and bubbles that they showered her with. They gave her all kinds of little, you know, just little fun trinkets that, you know, kids from 2 to 200 would probably love.
Sure.
So she was just thrilled. And the great thing about that is that they, not only were they so nice about it, they saw how joyed we were about it. You could just tell that how happy we were about it. They were just as happy doing it. And when we got to our room, we ended up staying an extra night. So we didn't come home after one night. We stayed that extra night. And on Monday, when we got to our room after being at the parks, there was a big envelope, and it had our Magical Moment picture in it and a card. And they really – it was just a really nice
wow.
little treat.
They really did it up.
They really
yeah, that's
did
awesome.
It up. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
It was very nice.
And, you know, so the idea is if you don't let them know about it,
Exactly.
You don't get any of that. So mm-hmm. you gotta speak up a little bit.
And she kept, and how did they know? How did they know? I'm like, Katie, they just know. It's magic. I mean, you are wearing the birthday button, and you have these special ears that you had made. But, you know, I know this sounds crazy, but we're Southern, and we smile a lot. We tell everyone we meet, you know, we pass, hey, how are you? We talk to everyone.
No, that's true, though.
And I do think that a lot of that kind of personality helps when it comes to having cast members
Absolutely.
Direct magic back at you, because you are being magical yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I completely agree. The more open you are and the more – You give them the time of day and open that dialogue, the more you'll see it.
Exactly.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. And with the Facebook page, it's really cool because there's a couple of cast members that frequent the page, and you're always hearing them tell those type of stories. Anytime they have some type of interaction with a customer that turns out that everybody had a great time, they're ecstatic about it, and they can't wait to talk about
right.
it.
Right.
Yep.
So very cool.
It was just a very great trip. I joked that I wanted her to hear Happy Birthday, Princess until her ears bled, and I really think she did.
Her ears actually bled. Huh?
Awesome. So, I mean, on Monday night, because we hit every park, we really just – we hit it hard. And Monday night, we had the opportunity to go back to the Magic Kingdom and close it out, and – we ended up going to our room and watching The Bachelor with our feet up. And I said, is this really what you want, how you want to finish? And she's like, yeah, we had a great time, and I'm exhausted, and we're going home
good
tomorrow, and it's perfect. So,
good for her.
So it really was a perfect mother-daughter Sweet 16 surprise trip. I couldn't ask for anything better, even with the issues that we had. So.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, it sounds like a beautiful trip. Now, coincidence has it that I'm going down next week, and my son's birthday is going to be on the day we're at the Magic Kingdom. We're only going to be at the park one day. What?
You keep rubbing it in.
Well, you're going to be there the week after, so relax.
You know what?
More than one day.
Look, I just one of my friends on Facebook who's a member of the Stay Disney group just posted a picture of the fireworks at Hollywood Studios, and he's like, oh, it's awesome. So my comment to him was, whatever. And so he's like,
I have to see the John all the time.
He's like, you're going to be here in 2 weeks. I said, still not the same as being there now.
Right.
Doesn't equal that. So, yeah.
No, close.
Yeah, no, it does. No, I get it. You're right.
We heard a lot of great ideas, and we're definitely getting the buttons for them, but we had planned really to kind of hit the park hard since we're only going to be there one day. Any ideas what we could probably do special, or basically we're just going to ride rides?
I would tell everybody so Quinn, I don't know, Quinn seems like he's got and I've never met him, but just from pictures and things I've heard, it seems like he's pretty outgoing already. Would you say that to be true?
Definitely Disney. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So I would – I mean, the picture of him with the umbrella on his head kind of says it all. So first of all, happy birthday, Quinn. So I get him before his birthday.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Quint.
So first of all, I would tell everybody, every cast member you encounter, I would tell them that it's his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would just be so, like, completely over the top with it. Hey, have you met Quinn? It's his birthday today. And I would do that all day long, and they will love it. So the reason I was asking if he was outgoing, because you don't want to put him in a point where you're embarrassing him. But if he's pretty outgoing, he'll love it.
Well, that is the point.
Exactly.
Well, a little bit. But I mean, you know, some kids are shy. You don't want to embarrass them to the point where they're gonna freak out.
Oh well, he's gonna be 19.
Yeah, he can take it.
Oh yeah, so he can take it.
I would tell everybody you run into, like even like if you're standing in line for Space Mountain, and if the people in front of you look like they could be engaged, I would be like, "Hey, have you met Quinn? It's his birthday today." And I would do that the whole trip. I would do that the whole day.
Right.
I agree.
Right. Now, the thing we messed up on was that he knew about the trip beforehand, because this would have been perfect as far as throwing the surprise at him, because we're really going to Tampa for most of the week and only hitting Orlando on the way back up.
Yeah.
So we blew that one. And the standing offer, whatever he wants to get at the park souvenir-wise, kind of stands out too.
Mm-hmm.
Although his favorite store is the Japanese store over at Epcot, which we're not going to get close to. So he'll have to suffer at Magic Kingdom.
Does he want to put in an order? I'll be there next week. If you just give me your credit card number, Ed, I can pick him up whatever he may need.
I'll let you know.
Okay. If he's outgoing, you need to get him some kind of special T-shirt or something to wear. Katie's magic mouse ears that I had made for her, because she turned 16, I had them put a key on it and the bow in the middle, you know, because every 16-year-old wants a set of keys for their birthday. So when, true, like Jimmy was saying, telling everybody that it's Quinn's birthday, when I was telling everybody it's Katie's birthday, and it's her sweet 16. See, she's got keys, and I'm giving her the keys to the kingdom today. and I did. I went with it, and so maybe get Quinn a special T-shirt, something corny to wear for his birthday. I mean, come on, how many times are you going to actually be able to spend your actual birthday in Magic Kingdom?
True. Mm-hmm. Very true. It's tough to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's it for show number 126. Again, Charlotte, welcome back, and a belated happy birthday to your daughter.
Thank you.
Before we leave, we'd like you to get in touch with the show. Jimmy, tell everybody how they can get in touch with us.
Well, first of all, again, happy birthday, Katie. I'm sorry I missed it. And happy birthday, Quinn. I hope your dad doesn't embarrass you too much in Walt Disney World. If you're looking to get in touch with the show, you can email us at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. I would also tell you to follow us on Facebook, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. It is all caps. And follow us on Twitter @TheDisneyNerds and on Instagram @TheDisneyNerdsPodcast.
Okay, guys, definitely send those emails in. We want to hear from you. And we also want to hear about any ideas you have for some upcoming shows. So that's it for tonight. For Jimmy, Charlotte, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Quaharini.
Just keep swimming.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in